Hello and welcome. This is Father Kyle Schnippel, priest for the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. I'm here actually in the city of Carmel, Indiana, for the funeral of my cousin's little girl, Emma, and for him, for Brad and Eva, for their family, for my cousins, for my godparents, who are little Emma's grandparents. I'm going to try and record the homily that I'm going to give here in a few hours for her funeral. It's also good practice. I think it'll be a good practice for me to try and get through it once or twice. And so I hope to say something along these words. Dear Brad and Eva, to you and your family, words seem to fall short in a day like this. Condolences, no matter how heartfelt, seem to ring a little empty. All of us here grieve with you the loss of your daughter, including me. And it's a challenge to know what to say in a time like this. But I want to start with a few words to the two of you in particular. First of all, thank you. Thank you for welcoming Emma into your lives, and not only into your lives and home, but to ours as well. We are all here today because of your openness to welcome a child that perhaps not too many others would have welcomed. Your open hearts in the face of very uncertain circumstances have been and will continue to be a great inspiration to many, and to me in particular. I still remember the bit of reverent shock that I had when my mom texted my siblings and I that the two of you had adopted a little girl. I beamed with pride at the two of you that day, and your openness to life, and the beauty and gift of life. And we can talk all we want about being a pro-life community, but your actions that day showed many what it means to be truly pro-life, and I am proud to call you my cousins. Little did I know that the pride that I felt towards you that day would only increase over the ensuing months, as I watched from a little bit of a distance as little Emma struggled with what was first an unknown disease until she finally received her diagnosis. Over those months that followed, I laughed out loud at the pictures of an obviously sleep-deprived Brad as he held little Emma in his arms after she had kept you awake all night. Over the months that followed, my heart would break when I would see pictures of Emma with IVs or breathing tubes as she prepared for her bone marrow transfusion. We all hung on those little signs of hope that she was progressing, getting better, hoping that any day now she would get to go home and leave all this awful ordeal behind her. As we know now, that option was not in store for little Emma. But throughout the last few months, Brad and Eva, your love for her, your honesty and realism that you displayed has never faltered. And that is a great gift, a tremendous gift, truly. A beautiful gift to your daughter and a beautiful witness to those of us who are gathered here with you today. And the many, many supporters that you have who watched and prayed along with you during this difficult journey. So as strange as it sounds today, on behalf of everyone else here and afar, I say to you, thank you. Thank you for being such an open witness to the beauty of life among us. Next, I would like to turn to little Emma as well, or as she was affectionately known by her mother, and Mother Eva, that title will never be taken away from you. And I loved how you called her Mighty Mouse. She was a true fighter and an example of and what an example she gives to us all. An example to never take life for granted. An example to fight hard in the face of struggles. An example of what it means to be brave and strong. And here she teaches us all of that in just 7 short months of life. I can confidently say she was taken away from us all too quickly. Children her age should be crawling, laughing, giggling, learning to walk. We should not be here. She should be home, playing with toys, exploring her world, destroying Brad and Eva's home. Yet we are here, gathered for something else entirely. But as disciples of Christ, we know that life does not end here below. And as painful as it is to say goodbye today, at least on one level, we know that what we really say is, we will see you again. And instead of getting to do all those things here on earth, she gets to grow and learn and experience all those things that a child gets to do in the glory of heaven. And I know we all wish she were doing those things here. But there, she will never have to be poked with a needle or IV again. She's able to breathe freely. She'll never scrape a knee. She'll never fall and cry. She will learn and grow with Jesus as her teacher, with Mary as her guide. And as much as we will always miss her here below, what a beautiful gift it will be when we get to meet her again. How can we be assured of this? How do we know this? There are a few things that we can see. Today's gospel passage gives us hope and comfort. Jesus holds up the example of the innocence and the beauty of children. Let them come unto me. Because children such as Emma reveal to us something about how we should approach the Father. Absolute trust. All Emma had and all she was a gift. We love Emma not for what she did, but for who she was, who she is, a beloved daughter. And as much as we loved her, as much as Brad and Eva, as you displayed your love for her every day, God the Father loves her even more. And that exchange of love, that desire of love, that example of love, is what will bring her to the glory of heaven. And that brings to the second point. All Emma knew in this life was love. From being lovingly given up for adoption, to being lovingly welcomed into a home, to the fight that her parents, Brad and Eva, that you had in arguing for her care, to the tenderness of how she was treated at the hands of her doctors and nurses. Yes, she knew prodding and needles and tests and all things that children should never have to know. But it was all done with love and care and compassion, and with as gentle as a hand as possible. And if we could display that love, even as broken as we are, God the Father loves her even more. And the third point, the doorway from this world into the life to come is the doorway of the cross. And it is certainly not fair that a body so small had to carry a cross so heavy. But yet again, another lesson that little Emma teaches. She did not carry that cross on her own. Her mom and dad carried it with her. Grandma and grandpa, Oma, Opa, carried it with her. Big brothers, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, nurses and doctors, extended family and friends, people, strangers through Facebook, who lifted her up in prayer, all helped little Emma carry the cross that she was given. Whether we ever met her in person or not, every prayer that we said for her and with her helped her carry this burden, and helped and continues to help Brad and Eva carry their daughter forward in love. Together, we all learn and grow and experience the cross a little bit more. May we all find the joy of the resurrection soon, because Good Friday is not the end of the story. Easter Sunday is. And finally, it was with great honor that I washed Emma clean in the waters of baptism. On that day, she was adopted not only by Brad and Eva, but by God the Father. That day, he called her his beloved daughter, as Brad and Eva did. And this little one, who knew so much pain and suffering in this life, is now resting and held in the heart and the bosom of the Father of all life. We entrust her to the Blessed Mother to care for her until we all meet again in the house of the Father in heaven. Pray for us, little Emma, as we pray for you. God bless.